Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
I've lost my mind on what I find. All the pressure that I left behind on Allison Road. Falls in the rain if the sun gets through.
It is 7:38 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. Welcome into our great radio program where you're going to be entertained, you're going to be informed, and more. It is 23 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the app and online.
You can also watch us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, or on the major social media platforms.
Max Abilities, some officials from this great organization, they're in the studio this morning. We have Michelle Schaefer, who is the executive director. And Michelle, you've brought along one of your friends, and our friend too as well, Alice Davis. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here because we have a pretty big announcement when it comes to Miracle Park Phase 2 and 3. And Alice, I'm going to let you take it from there.
Okay. So as I hope most of our community knows, Phase 1 opened in September of 2021, and that sits on about 7 acres. And we have another 8 acres that we are about to break ground on in the coming days. Unfortunately, the weather has delayed digging into cold ground. So it might be a few weeks, but it is coming extremely soon. We are going to have Phases 2, and we're going to go right into Phase 3. So Phase 2 is going to have a multi-purpose field. So if you're familiar with the park, we have a baseball field right now. And the surface, the PebbleFlex surface of the baseball field, allows anybody with any mobility issues or any different things to be able to play on the field. So our multi-purpose field is going to be very similar to that. It's going to be large enough to be able to play flag football. There's certain sizes that the city needs, and we're going to have one of those. It'll be able to be broken up into 4 fields to be able to play 4 games at one time. It's going to be huge. You think Manchester and some of those ones that we have out there where they play their city leagues. It's going to be like that, but the surface is going to allow anyone to play basketball, cornhole, football, soccer, lacrosse. I mean, you name it. There's so many different games. The city has got so many different activities already planned on this surface. So we're going to have that in Phase 2. We're also going to have more parking by demand. We had to take out some other things, but we're going to have more parking there. And then we are also going to have a Miracle Field number 2. So another baseball field will be able to host tournaments. We'll be able to have multiple games going on at one time. We have six kid teams right now. So it takes us all morning on a Saturday to be able to play these. We can play teams. We can play at the same time, these games. One of our favorite things we're looking forward to is an education building that's going to be in Phase 2. We're going to be able to do indoor stuff, so when it's cold outside or when it's raining or when it's super hot, we can take some of our activities that we do throughout the year and do those inside. There is activities weekly out at the park, from library readings to making art on rocks. We've got dinosaur, but I mean, there's all kinds of activities that go on throughout the year. PRT and Terry Hagen specifically are just fabulous with the stuff that goes on over there and the activities.
And we're also, just to piggyback a little bit on what Alice was talking about as far as activities, we have an advocacy group that meets out at Miracle Park. It's a little chilly in the winter, so we're excited for that activity building so that we can move that inside and then really expand that reach of that group, for folks can just get together and talk about things that they would like to see change or things that they would like to have a little more control or say over in their lives. And it's a great opportunity for them to learn the democratic process.
So that's part of Phase 2. And I know you're also going to go ahead and move on with Phase 3. And some of those plans include what?
So Phase 2 is all going to be built by Leitner Construction. They're the ones that are going to get started sooner than later. And then we've got Southern Builders coming in that's going to do Phase 3. And Phase 3, I'm going to let Michelle talk a little bit more about.
Okay. Phase 3 is going to be a retail space. Mm. So we're very excited. We're all about employment of the folks that we support. And there's always more need than there is opportunity. And so this is going to be a great place for, in the middle of Rock Hill, folks can come and buy a cup of coffee, you know, buy a sandwich, maybe buy a trinket or a t-shirt, And the folks that will be helping them with those purchases will be working on learning job skills, kind of like we do with our York Coffee Roastery, but expanded. And it will have input from other employment sources like VR and the Think College at Winthrop. So there's going to be a lot of community integration and working together. And honestly, you don't see this in a lot of places. So it's going to be very unique. We're excited to be a little bit of a trailblazer in how you can take employment and integrating people into the community workforce in a big way. And of course, we have a lot of community support. You can't talk about this without talking about Warren Norman and his company and how they have just made this a priority for their company, and as well as Warren personally. And so we're just really blessed to have people that don't work in our field but are so passionate about helping move it forward. And this is a great community to embark on something like that in.
And Winthrop's included in that. Mm-hmm. This 8 acres is being leased to us for extremely, extremely low cost. if you could pretty much say nothing, by Winthrop University. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be involved in that and have been. A lot of the athletes are over there all the time anyway. And this is going to give them an opportunity to be involved more as well, too.
And I think that's the beauty of the park and being so inclusive, because it is, and we talk about this all the time, we live in a very special community. And so the way that the community has rallied around, this truly is a community-wide project.
Yeah.
Public-private partnerships.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And that is the success, not only here in Rock Hill, but throughout the county. And a great example is right there at Miracle Park. Alice, when we look at some of the facts and figures of Miracle Park, it opened in 2021. So what are some of the details you're getting about how many people maybe use Miracle Park?
So just last year alone, we have data from October of 2023 to September 30th, 2024. In that, there are more than 150,000 visitors that have come through. Wow. 150,000. I think this is amazing. We worked in partnership with Visit York County, and they did one of these heat maps. It was just amazing to see. You can see where people are going afterwards and where they've come from and if they've come again and that kind of thing. So great, great data that we have. We had 275 athletes last year. They range from ages 5, I think was our youngest, up to 83 years old. And I never get tired of telling this story, but when we first started playing, we had, at the time, I think he was about 77 years old. He had dreamed of playing baseball. He was born in the 50s. In the 50s, you didn't play baseball with. You weren't integrated. And now we like to have inclusive teams, but it gets to a point where it's difficult to be inclusive for the child to be able to enjoy themselves. So this 77-year-old that is an 8-year-old at heart has wanted to play baseball his whole life, and he was like, I get to play now. Aww. And there's so many stories like that, but it's just an amazing opportunity for everybody to be able to come together. Everybody don't play baseball, so now we've got all these other sports. We also, in phase 3, are going to have a therapeutic fishing pond. So once the retention pond has done all its job through construction, it will be turned into a pretty retention pond, and we'll have some catch and release fish. So there's all kinds of sports that are going to be done out there, too, which is amazing.
Alice, Michelle, what's the timeline to get phase 2 and phase 3 completed, knowing that you've got other factors that are beyond your control, like weather and rising costs of just the goods? But what is the hope here? What does the timeline look like?
12 to 15 months is what we're being told. So, in the construction world, I'm not going to hold them to that. You never know. You never know.
Here's to hoping, right?
Yeah. That's right. But it's going to be different sections. Yeah. So, like, the baseball field where it's going, right on Eden Terrace, that's its own little section with parking. So hopefully that'll be done and be able to be opened a little sooner than some of the other stuff that's coming.
Well, you can get involved. You can donate financially. You can also donate of your time. And just going there to support Miracle Park, bringing family who might be visiting from out of town, bringing your kids there. I mean, there's so many different ways to be part of this inclusive experience for every single body here in Rock Hill and beyond. And just kudos again to the public-private partnerships led by Max Abilities, the City of Rock Hill, Winthrop University, and those from the private sector as well. It's a great example of when you all can come together and work on something good, we all benefit as a community.
We couldn't have done this without our PRT. They are amazing. They are just so amazing what they do in all their parks. You know, we have more than 25 parks. I think it's like 29 parks across the community, and they keep them all up and do just a fabulous job.
And all the programming, too. It's not just the upkeep, right, but the programming,
right,
too.
Right, so, right. Yeah. We do need over $1.5 million. That's all we need really left from the community to come together. We've got other entities and avenues that we have, and Max Abilities is a big piece of that as well with our retail building. But we do need money. So please donate. Look online. We got fundraisers coming up and all kinds of stuff.
Speaking of which, if you want to help Miracle Park, you can go to the Ruby Red Slippers Gala.
That's right.
That's coming up in February, right?
It's going to be March this year.
March. Sorry.
Yeah. March 28th.
But, it's on my calendar. Don't worry.
It's about to be on social media everywhere, okay, so you shouldn't miss it. But sponsorships are out there for Ruby Slippers. It is a fun, sold-out event every year. So.
Well, the Three Stooges, we will be back. Me, Chris, and Ashley will be here. Maybe not the Three Stooges. Maybe Huey, Dewey, and Louie. How about that? We like it.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, just in our ask last year, you know, Chris is up there on the mic saying, hey, give us money. We got $75,000 just from that. So
reverse
you got to do 150 this year.
No pressure. Yeah.
They probably just wanted him to go away. And they were thinking, the more money I give, does he leave the stage?
The longer I talk, yes, the more money will come. So I'll talk for a couple hours if need be.
Oh, well, when the tickets go live, you definitely, yes, want to get them. It's so much fun. It's a blast. All right. Well, here's to a very successful 2025 for Miracle Park, phase 2 and 3, which will be coming online in hopefully the weeks ahead. Alice Davis is just a great community supporter of everything. Michelle Schaefer is executive director of Max Abilities.